Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello, and welcome to Share Talk. I am Bonnie Hughes. Today, we are speaking with ECR Minerals. They're focused on their gold projects in Victoria, Australia. And here to tell us all about the company is Andrew Haythorpe, CEO. Hello, Andrew, and thank you for joining us.
Good morning, Bonnie. It's wonderful to join you today, and hello, everyone.
So just to give shareholders and investors a little bit of background about you, because you joined the company as CEO in April, can you tell us about yourself and your vision for the company?
Well, look, in a nutshell, I started off, ironically, as an exploration geologist. And very early in my career, I was looking for gold targets, especially in Victoria, working around Central Victoria goldfields. That was my first job out of university. Not too long after that, I was actually exploring for gold up in the Drummond Basin in far north Queensland, and not too far away from where we have our new sort of gold project opportunity in north Queensland with ECR Minerals today. So 3 years as boots on the ground as an exploration geologist looking for the very first sort of discovery or indication of gold in some areas, and in other areas, drilling for reef gold in central Victoria and actually drilling epithermal gold targets in Queensland a few years later. And then from there, actually, I had the privilege to join the analyst side of the business as a mining analyst and a gold analyst, which included a period of time working for County NatWest, of course, a very famous and successful London-based investment bank brokerage firm. And a bit later on as a global energy and resource fund manager, and again, spending a lot of time looking at a lot of gold projects around the world from an investment point of view. So I was very fortunate to get an excellent rounding of both the technical side of looking for gold and what it really is like in reality. And then, of course, the money side of the business, so to speak, in terms of trying to understand not just the valuation of a gold project as it sits, but what the potential is, because it's really about that shift in value as we move forwards, of course, where the real interest lies. And then since then, I've had 20 plus years working in junior companies. That's my passion, looking for projects, including gold. And I did spend some time on a small gold explorer here in West Australia in particular called Crescent Gold, which we took from around $8 million, I think, market cap, $10 million maybe when I joined. And 3 years later when I left, I think we're around $250 million market cap and pouring gold, which was a real privilege to go from explorer to producer in 3.5 years. So since then, I've actually been very keen to get back into gold. And we'll talk about it a bit later, of course, gold as a commodity and why.
Excellent. So you've got the experience, the knowledge, and you've had success, and you understand the economic value of a project. That's fantastic. That makes for a very good CEO, Andrew. So then let's talk about results that you announced on, that ECR announced on June 8th from Ballaston. Yep. They showed good continuity at shallow depths. Why don't you tell us about the significance of these results?
Well, in my perspective, Bonnie, I think the real significance is the company has invested, you know, considerable time and effort in Victoria. And Adam Jones is the geologist, and we did just recently announce that we've acknowledged his wonderful contribution to the company over the last year or so. And, you know, one of the stories that struck me talking with Adam and meeting with him there the first time when I was over in Victoria recently was, you know, he drilled a lot of holes, diamond holes, and, you know, there was a bit of encouragement, and then there was holes where it was structural geology and technical. But what Adam and the company was able to achieve during that period of time since late last year is really develop an excellent understanding. And the excellent understanding is now yielding results. I mean, literally yielding results, as you've referred to, in terms of where to drill. And again, I was very impressed with both Adam's technical qualifications. He's also passion though. So there's sort of, I think, two things. There's the ability or the knowledge, of course, and in this case, structural geology and where to drill. But then there's the passion. There's the actual bit where you go home and think about where do I drill and where do I point that rig and how do I position it for success. And you know, Adam's showing us a string of results where we get the assay results in due course because the assay labs are very busy. But in the meantime, of course, we can see mineralization. The guys are very good at spotting that. And so those two little magic letters go in the drill log called VG. And then it's just a waiting game for what the actual VG equals.
Yes, visible gold. We all like visible gold in Lacour. Makes us tell us that we're drilling in the right place. So what's happening with the Creswick project?
So Creswick's sort of lined up in the queue as well as Blue Moon in terms of next projects to go and drill. You know, we'll take a bit of time waiting for the assays to come through, you know, at Ballaston as they do. Whilst that period of time, the clock's ticking. Yeah, we'll get on to moving the rig in due course. Possibly, I think Adam's latest intention is for Blue Moon to be next because he's got three holes, which we went and had a look at the collar locations when I was with him. So that's great. Let's get on with it. And then, of course, Creswick, you know, again, very interesting ground. But one of the other opportunities just to touch on briefly, which is not drilling specific, but it's more about the geochemistry and pathfinder minerals. And again, Adam and the team have developed a wonderful technique, in my view, which I'm very comfortable with from a technical point of view, which is a handheld piece of equipment that we use, and that's fine. We know that technology. But the ability for that to detect antimony in particular as a pathfinder for gold in soils is almost a shovel, zap it. Oh, okay, that's the reading. Record it, move on to the next shovel, and off, you know, literally so quick, so cheap, so instantaneous, and it's so opposite waiting for assay labs and results for weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks. And of course, you can develop a map then, which is a heat map. And, you know, Adam's done this a number of times now. So, okay, well, let's expand that activity. Let's cover as much of our ground in Victoria, both the existing ground and the new ground that's coming through application into grant. And then let's focus on those areas. And of course, from a company point of view, we can defocus on all the other areas that are of lower priority or lower interest because now we have that contrast.
Yes, obviously, because drilling always takes some money. So you want to make sure that when you put the drill bit in the ground, you get some results.
Bonnie, as I think all shareholders know, drilling is where the big bucks is in terms of monthly expenditure.
Exactly. So ECR just received their exploration permits for Queensland. And so when are you planning to get boots on the ground there? Because I know the potential there has got you and Adam very excited.
Absolutely. So look, it's the conversation, if I may share with shareholders, the conversation's very robust. I'm sort of like on the phone every third day. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Are we there yet? And, you know, we're going through that final process of paperwork and access with respect to landowners, which there's only not even a handful of landowners over a vast area of prospective ground for gold in North Queensland. And so we're talking weeks, not months, in terms of getting the first boots on the ground. Of course, first exploration, first entry is always a trial and error process. The gate was supposed to be there. It's not, you know, this sort of thing. So it'll take time. So I think from an expectation point of view, we'll be on the ground as soon as we can. We're hoping to get the dry season really, actually we've had an extended wet season in Queensland this year for some very strange reason. Normally it's well and truly dry by now. There's still a lot of rain as recently as last week. So we're using that rainy period to get ourselves sorted out in terms of crews and so on. And hopefully we'll be able to give it a very good working over the next sort of 4 to 5 month period pre-November, when again, the wet season normally sets in around December.
Yeah, exploration is always about patience, but good payoff in the end. So you've mentioned previously about your ambition to unearth a million plus resource. What do you think that will look like for ECR?
Well, look, we're sort of back to a bit of a geology type question, I guess, and provenance. So of course, Victoria is well famous for, you know, since initial discovery way back in the original gold rush days for multi-million ounce discoveries. And then of course, the Canadians have had recent phenomenal success, which is what's really given this sort of new boost of life, so to speak, in recent years in Victoria, which is fantastic. And so, you know, we've got a good piece of, you know, a good foothold in Victoria and a great team and great knowledge, as I touched on. Queensland, though, is funny enough. I guess I've got a bit of a soft spot for Queensland, given my background. Well, I've been in both places. But But, you know, Queensland has the multi-million ounce type discoveries like Kidston Gold Mines and Mount Lacian Gold Mines and Pajingo and Vera Nancy, and, you know, the list goes on. Again, way back in history, Mount Morgan in central Queensland near Rockhampton, which is, you know, they've had some truly fantastic things as well. So I think it's wonderful to have both of those things. And of course, from a public company point of view, the wet season is part of reality in North Queensland, so we have to acknowledge that. And on the flip side also, land access and getting onto the ground, which is what the company's been progressively doing in Victoria, is again an issue of management. So I think the two kind of marry up quite nicely, and letting the company progress in an intelligent manner with great skills, great geology, and, you know, the potential to carry news flow for 12 months of the year, which I think is wonderful.
That is excellent. And so what are the exploration plans for the rest of the projects for the remainder of the year?
Look, it's pretty much scoot and shoot with drilling, of course. I've talked about the sort of soil geochem survey type work that I hope we can team up and escalate as the foot comes off our throat on COVID availability, because there's just chronic shortages of people here in Australia still, especially in the mining industry. And then, of course, Queensland, the big blue sky is, well, there's visible gold recorded in streams, and no one's ever walked up the hill or walked up the further upstream to see where that gold's coming from. And is it coming from something this big, or is it coming from, you know, the next sort of major discovery? We simply don't know until we do the work. But Bonnie did correctly point out patience will be key.
Well, and lastly, because you were a former gold analyst, what are your thoughts on the gold price right now and considering the volatility of the equity markets?
Well, I'm going to answer that in a different way, Bonnie. I go to bed most nights almost laughing, because when I started off, you know, as that gold company I referred to earlier, I think the US dollar gold price was 280 an ounce. And I think the Bank of England might have just announced something like a 400 ton per annum disposal of the taxpayers' gold for a four-year period or something like that, basically indicating endless sales of gold because gold is a dinosaur relic. Then, of course, the humour, of course, I read an article recently that I think BOE might have been announced amongst a group of democratically led central banks now looking to increase their gold holdings at damn near $2,000 an ounce. And I think that just speaks tomes for which side of the trade you want to be on. And for me, I want to be long gold.
Yes, well, it's always been a good commodity to be involved in. Well, thank you, Andrew, very much for joining us. And thank you, everyone, for joining us on Share Talk.
Thank you very much, Bonnie, and a real pleasure, everyone.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.